Twitter users blast Ilhan Omar for misspelling Gospel of Matthew. By Amy Furr on November 19, 2020. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, experienced a wave of criticism when she misspelled the Gospel of Matthew in a tweet on Wednesday. Omar wrote, Matthew 6:24, then quoted the Bible verse. Her post was in response to Senator Marco Rubio's RFL tweet in which he wrote, Not shocked hashtag Georgia Democrat Senate candidate Raphael Warnock said you cannot serve God and the military at the same time. These and even crazier things is what the radicals who control the Democratic Party's activist and small-dollar donor base believe, he continued. Omar fired back by quoting Matthew 6:24, writing, No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and D-money. Sick. She then claimed, the lies and smears of the GOP have no boundaries, but this is a disgrace and shameful. Twitter users quickly pointed out her misspellings. And one person added, the day I listen to Ilhan Omar for Bible exegesis is the day I return my theology degree. Can't seem to find the book of Matthews in my Bible, another individual said. User Ellen Spencer accused Omar and Warnock of taking the verse out of context to try and score political points. These verses are about money and possessions. You should spend a bit more time reading the Bible, Congresswoman, he noted. In a subsequent tweet, Omar attempted to clarify her initial post. Warnock made the remarks during a sermon in 2011 when he served as a senior pastor at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. Conservatives and military veterans pushed back against Warnock's comments following a Breitbart News report on Tuesday. Raphael Warnock's radical, anti-American views are disqualifying. He should withdraw from the hashtag GASN, Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, said Wednesday. GA Dem, at Reverend Warnock America, nobody can serve God and the military. I disagree. I did both. Proudly, tweeted Representative Mike Gallagher, RY, who is a veteran. It's faith that gets you through deployments in war zones. It's faith that sustains family while you're overseas. For many, it's faith that calls you to serve, he concluded.